我们继续来谈这个认识灵性的长进。
We will continue to study the topic of spiritual development and growth.
因为灵性的成长跟我们的得救有关系。
Spiritual growth is directly related to our salvation.
一个灵性没有在成长的人，他的得救会是有问题的。
A person who is not growing spiritually will have problems in attaining salvation.
那灵性成长的开始基础就是重生。
The beginning and foundation of spiritual growth is rebirth.
那为什么知道我们的灵性一定能够成长？
How are we to know that our faith can grow?
因为这是神的工作。
We know it can grow because this is the work of God.
那我们也要晓得除了神的工作之外，我们也要有自己的努力。
We must understand that aside from God's work, we must also give it our own efforts.
我们要努力的去学习我们所应当知道的道理。
And we must strive to learn the doctrine we should understand.
我们需要努力的去让我们成为我们应该有的样子。
And we should strive to become that which we should be.
我们要努力的去做我们应该做的事情。
We should strive to do those things we ought to do.
因为这些都可以来显示我们的灵性有在成长。
And the reason why we must strive in all these areas is because it shows that our faith is actually growing.
那再来，这本圣经也是来帮助我们灵性的成长。
The Bible is a tool that can help us to grow spiritually.
因为真理带给我们成长的力量。
The truth gives us strength to grow.
今天晚上我们来谈到互相的帮助也能够让我们灵性成长。
Tonight we will discuss how helping one another can also contribute to our spiritual development.
有人研究这个加拿大的鹅，那个 Canadian goose.
And there were some studies on Canadian goose.
我们知道这个加拿大鹅啊，他们到在冬天的时候，他们会成群的往南飞。
And we know that the Canadian geese will fly to the south in the winter time.
那这很长的一段旅途。
This is a very long journey.
所以在中间他们也一定会有休息的时候。
Therefore, they must take some rest along the way.
那他们因为是整群的飞，所以有大有小。
Because they fly as a group, the members are made up of large and small geese.
所以当这个研究的人发现说他们在休息的时候啊，这些年幼的会被很多的这个年长的来照顾他们。
The researchers noticed that when these geese were resting, the younger ones were being taken care of by the older birds.
他们会一起来照顾这些幼小的。
And as a group, they would take care of these younger birds.
那如果在他们当中有一些好像这个生病了。
And if there were some ill birds among them.
这个没有办法马上再继续飞。
Or birds that were not able to continue flying.
那通常呢，这一整群呢，他们会在那边等待一些时候。
Usually, the whole group will wait at that resting spot for some time.
不会马上就把那个生病的放下，其他的自己飞掉。
They wouldn't just abandon this bird that is weak and fly off.
那有时候我们会在空中看到他们的飞法是呈这个 V 字形这样来飞。
Sometimes when we see them flying, we will discover that they fly in a V pattern.
那所以最顶尖呢会有一只是带头的。
And at the tip of this V pattern, there will be a leader.
据他们的研究，那一只带头的在飞的时候，它是最吃力的。
According to the research, the bird is that is leading the whole group is actually the one that is working the hardest.
所以研究的报告是说，通常他们会轮流来当第一只。这样来飞。
And the study shows that the birds will actually take turns to be that first bird flying before the pack.
所以从这个动物啊，就可以看到说 他们有这种团体的生活的这种情形。
And from the example of these Canadian geese, we see that they have a pattern of a group behavior.
所以在这个旅途当中，他们互相的帮助。
In the course of their journey, they help one another.
所以主要目的就是让大家都可以回到他们所要去的地方。
Their common goal is for everyone to reach their final destination together.
那灵性的成长跟我们得救有关系。
Spiritual growth is related to our salvation.
所以我们希望我们每一个人到人生的结束的时候，我们都得救了。
And our hope is that when we come to the end of our lives, that we all receive salvation.
所以在这个人生的过程当中，我们需要互相来帮助，让我们灵性成长。
In the course of our lives, we should help one another so that we can grow spiritually.
那为什么我们需要别人的帮助？
Why do we need other people's help?
因为神造 万物啊，就是这个样子。
It is because God created all of creation to behave in this manner.
很多的动物他们是过着群体的生活。
There are many animals that live in groups.
他们互相依赖，互相帮助。
They rely on one another and help one another.
他们在一起来生活。
They live as a group.
而人类其实也是这个样子。
Humans also fall within this category.
为什么起初神造亚当的时候又为他造这个他的配偶夏娃呢？
When God created Adam, why did he also create a companion for him, Eve?
其中有一个原因就是要有人来帮助亚当。
One of the reasons is because Adam needed a helper.
所以在圣经里头也有很多这种提到彼此帮助、彼此关怀这样的经节。
There are many verses that we find in the Bible that talk about helping one another.
尤其是在保罗的书信里头。
Especially in the letters that were written by Apostle Paul.
我们请看加拉太书第五章。
Let's refer to the book of Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书五章十三节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 13.
十三节，弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。
13. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another.
这个神给我们自由的目的是什么？
What is the goal of receiving this liberty from God?
这一节的最后一句话说，总要用爱心互相服侍。
Based on this verse, we see that it is to serve one another through love.
再请看第六章的第二节。
Let's also refer to Galatians chapter 6.
第六章第二节。
Galatians chapter 6, verse 2.
你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ.
这个神的律法就是爱。
The law of Christ is love.
所以是要有行动的，所以保罗说要重担互相担当。
It requires, love requires action, that is why we must bear with one another's burdens.
所以我们需要别人，别人也需要我们。
We need others, and others also need our support.
这样子我们才能够一起来成长。
It is by this mutual support that we can grow together.
其中有几个项目特别是这样子。
And there are some points we should consider.
真理的学习我们需要彼此的帮助。
When we are learning the truth, we need to help one another.
这个保罗说我们要将神的话丰丰富富的存在心里。
Paul said that we should store the word of God abundantly within our hearts.
那这个常常借着我们一起读经、分享、查考圣经，而来获得真理的知识。
When we read and study the Bible together and discuss, then we gain this biblical knowledge and understanding.
再来，我们领受一些圣礼，也是要弟兄姐妹在一起来领受。
When we observe certain sacraments, we also need the participation of the brothers and sisters.
比如我们说，我们同领。主耶稣的身体，统领主耶稣的血。
For example, we receive the blood and the flesh of Christ.
哦，我们一起来领。
We must receive it as one group.
哦，没有那个个别的自己来注谢，自己来领。
And there are no individual observances of this sacrament of the Holy Communion.
哦，所以而这个圣礼跟我们的得救有关系。
And the sacrament has a direct relation to our salvation.
哦，所以我们需要有教会的生活。
This is the reason why we need to have this life within the church.
哦，那再来，这个弟兄姐妹呢，对我们的行为也会是一种要求跟训练。
And this is also a training and requirement from the members.
哦，我们通常自己一个人真的很难很难有进步。
When we are by ourselves, it's very difficult to progress.
哦，因为在生活当中，我们总是会有盲点。
Because in our lives, we will have shortcomings.
哦，我们很容易看到别人的缺点，我们不容易看到自己的缺点。
It may be easy to see someone else's weakness, but it is difficult to see one's own shortcoming.
哦，所以有时候很多时候我们会觉得我很好，我还不错。
It is often that we will think that we are doing quite well.
哦，那其实呢，我们是有某些缺点的存在。
But in reality, we actually have some lacking.
哦，那常常需要别人来帮助我们。
And this is the reason why we need others to help us.
请看马太福音十八章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章十五节。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 15.
十五节，倘若你的弟兄得罪你或犯了罪，你就去趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄。
Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother.
哦，这里主耶稣在教导我们。我们的教会生活，弟兄姐妹彼此之间应该有的这个态度跟做法。
And in this verse, Jesus is instructing us the attitude and the way that we should conduct ourselves with the brothers and sisters.
哦，我们如果发现弟兄姐妹当中有人有了错误
，If we find that among our brethren there is someone who has made a has committed a sin.
哦，那这里说趁着私底下只有。只有他和你在一起的时候，你要诚实的、有爱心的来告诉对方。
Then in gentleness and privately, we should address this issue with that person.
对方如果能够接受
，And if the other person can accept what we are saying to them,
他就会去改正他的错误。
Then he will change or correct his mistake.
那这样子他在灵性上就会长进。
Then he will grow spiritually.
同样的，如果我们有什么过失
，In the same way, if we have some trespass.
有时候我们自己并没有觉得说，没有很敏感的去觉得说，自己在过患里头。
But we might not be very sensitive to our own wrongdoing.
有那个诚实又爱我们的弟兄姐妹，私底下来，告诉我们，来跟我们沟通。
If there is a brother or sister who sincerely loves us and privately comes to speak to us about this matter,
我们如果有一个谦卑接受的心
，If we have a heart of humility and acceptance,
我们接受了，我们也请求对方帮助我们，为我们祷告。
We can receive this counsel and we can ask the brother or sister to pray for us.
那相信我们很容易又很快的能够胜过我们的这一个过患。
And I believe that we will easily and quickly overcome this mistake.
那主耶稣他也用这个洗脚，在洗脚里的时候，他给我们做榜样，给我们教训。
In the sacrament of foot washing, Jesus Christ set an example, and taught us.
他说对门徒说，你们也应当彼此洗脚。
And he said to his disciples, "You must also wash one another's feet."
主耶稣对门徒说，你们也要照我向你们所做的去做。
Jesus said to them, "You must do as I have done for you."
所以圣经里头是有很多这些有关彼此互相帮助的这种经节。 跟例子。
There are many examples and Bible verses that tell us about helping one another.
哦，那我们也看到很多信仰的层面，我们的确需要别人的帮助。
And we see that in different facets of our spirituality, we need the help of our brothers and sisters.
哦，所以我们的得救是跟教会有关系的。
Our salvation has to do with the church.
哦，因为这个教会就是弟兄姐妹。
Because the church is made up of the brothers and sisters.
哦，那弟兄姐妹他们才能够帮助我们在灵性上来成长。
And the believers can help us to grow spiritually.
哦，灵性有成长，得救才有把握。
It is when our faith grows that we can be sure of our salvation.
哦，所以我们每一个基督徒他都应该是属于教会。
Every Christian belongs to the church.
因为教会是主耶稣的身体。
Because the church is the body of Jesus Christ.
哦，那我们是这个身体上的一个肢体。
And we are members of this body.
哦，所以我们一定需要过教会的生活。
And for this reason, we have to have this life within the church.
请我们参考以弗所书第五章。
Let's refer to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
二十三节，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。
For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the savior of the body.
有人说得救啊是个人跟主耶稣的关系。
Some may say that salvation is an individual matter between a person and God.
是的，我们每一个人自己要建立我们跟神的关系。
Certainly, it is true that we must establish our own relationship with God.
但是也不可以忽略了我们跟教会的关系。
However, we should not neglect our relationship with the church.
因为这里说主耶稣他是教会全体的救主。
Because here it says that Jesus Christ is the savior of the body, which is the church.
所以一个人要归属于教会，这个是圣经的真理。
A person must belong to the church, and this is biblical doctrine.
是的。弟兄姐妹还没有是百分之百的完全。
The believers may not be perfect yet.
但是我们不能够因为弟兄姐妹的不完全，我们就不愿意归属于教会。
But we cannot depart from the church because of the imperfections of the believers.
因为事实上我们自己也不完全。
Because we ourselves are also imperfect.
弟兄姐妹需要我们。如果他们要更完全，需要我们献上我们的一份力量。
In order to gain this perfection, the brothers and sisters also need our participation.
那我们自己要达到完全，我们也需要弟兄姐妹来帮助我们。
And for us to pursue perfection, we also need the help of our brothers and sisters.
所以有教会的生活，才能够有完整的属灵的生活。
It is by having this interaction in the church that we can have a complete spiritual life.
我们请看约翰福音十五章。
Let's refer to John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章第四节。
John chapter 15 verse 4.
第四节，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。
Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me.
主耶稣说他就是真葡萄树。
Jesus Christ said that he is the true vine.
所以他说我们要常常在他里面。
Therefore, we must constantly abide in him.
我们这个枝子要常常要连结在这个树干上。
And the branch must be connected to this vine.
否则的话，我们就不能结果子。
Otherwise, we cannot bear fruit.
否则的话，我们就没有这个灵性的长进。
Otherwise, we will not have spiritual development.
那这个教会就是主耶稣的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
所以我们一个人一定要归属于教会。
Therefore, every individual must belong to the church.
我们跟弟兄姐妹一定要有这个来往，有这个团契。
And we should have a fellowship and interaction with the brothers and sisters.
这个 灵性的长进，也就是更多的来遵守神的命令，神的教训。
Our spiritual growth also has to do with observing and obeying the commandments of God.
哦，那有这个教会的生活啊，我们才能够真正的完全去守神的命令。
And when we have this interaction within the church, we are better equipped to observe God's commandments.
我们常常说《使徒行传》里头那个起初的教会，那个是完全的。
We often say that the church that was recorded in the book of Acts was a complete and perfect church.
哦，那他们常常是我们今天所要效法的这个模范。
They are the example that we want to imitate.
哦，在那个完全的教会里头，当然弟兄姐妹他们在灵性上也都是长进的。
And in that original church, all of the brothers and sisters were also growing spiritually.
哦，那我们看他们过怎样的生活。
We should examine how they conducted themselves.
请看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let us refer to Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章四十一节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 41.
四十一节，于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约添了3000人。
Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them.
这里说有大约3000个人，他们领受了救恩，他们受了洗。
About 3,000 received baptism and therefore salvation.
那他们开始来过着这个教会的生活。
And they began to have this life within the church.
42节。
Verse 42.
他们都恒心守使徒的教训，彼此交接、拨饼、祈祷。
Verse 42, and they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers.
这就是简单的、很清楚的来描写着一个完整的属灵的生活。
This is a very direct and detailed description of spiritual life.
他们都能够将这个使徒交代给他们神的命令来实行出来。
They could act upon the doctrine that the apostles had received from God.
42节说他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
And they steadfastly observed the doctrine taught by the apostles.
那为什么他们能够这样来守神的教训呢？
Why were they able to obey God's commands?
因为接下来说他们常常彼此团契、拨饼、祈祷。
It was because of their continual fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayers.
他们常常有在一起的这个教会的生活。
It was because they had this life within the church as a group.
在彼此的团契当中，他们能够有更多的彼此的了解。
And it is through their continual fellowship that they could understand one another.
在彼此的了解当中，知道对方的软弱，对方的需要。
And in their mutual understanding, they could come to know the needs and the weaknesses of one another.
那有的人就可以去帮助没有的人。
And those who had could help those who were lacking.
那缺乏的人也可以从有的人那里来得着帮助。
And those who were lacking could also receive help from those who were not.
所以每一个人灵性都在成长。
So every person in this group was growing spiritually.
所以整个教会也都在成长。
And as a result, the whole church was growing.
一个有在成长的教会也是神更加祝福的教会。
A church that is growing together is a church that God blesses more abundantly.
所以我们一定要去除，要拿掉这种自我满足的这个不太正确的观念。
We should get rid of this concept of self-sufficiency.
因为在这样的社会里头，这个是一直在强调着这个个人。
In this society, we see an emphasis, in the individual.
那整个这个社会环境的这个演变呢，也是越来越朝这个方向。
And the whole society is actually moving in this direction.
尤其在这个网络的世代里头
，especially in this internet age，
你不用跟人家接触，你不用出门，你就已经可以知道很多事情。
Even without stepping outside of our homes, we can already know a lot.
所以 现在越来越多的人，他是跟周遭的人离得很近，但是没有什么来往。
Nowadays, there are many people who are in close proximity to others, but they don't have a lot of interaction with those around them.
就是在同一个屋子里头，也是这样子。
And we may find this to be the case even within a home.
每个人都有他的电脑，他的这个手提式的这个轻便的电脑。
And every person has his or her own laptop.
这个每一个人一进屋子第一件事情是什么？就是打开荧幕。
What is the first thing that people do when they get home? That is, they turn on their computer monitor.
每个人就花很多时间就是面对着这个荧幕。
And many people spend a lot of time just facing this monitor.
因为整个社会环境的演变就是这个样子。
It's because this is the trend of the whole world.
不需要别人，似乎各个层面也都能够非常的满足。
Many feel that they don't need others because they are satisfied even without the presence of others.
买很多的东西也不一定需要到店里头跟店员这个打交道。
Even if they want to purchase things, they don't even have to go to a store and interact with the salespeople.
但是在信仰的层面，我们不能够单独而能够真的有灵性的长进跟成熟。
However, this is not the case for our spiritual growth. We cannot be isolated.
所以我们应该愿意将神所给我们的恩赐，我们来用在弟兄姐妹身上。
We should be willing to use the gifts that God has given us to help others.
那在必要的需要的时候，我们也愿意接受弟兄姐妹的帮助。
And when it is necessary and appropriate, we can also receive the help of our brothers and sisters.
因为这本来就是神创造万物，他本来的原则就是这样子。
Because this was the principle of how God made creation.
我们看身体里头的各个器官，他们是互相需要的，互相帮助的。
All of the members of one body need one another and help one another.
甚至连那个显微镜才看得到的那个细胞啊，他们也是这样子的，在互相帮助的。
Even the cells that can only be observed under a microscope are helping one another.
所以一个基督徒，我们一定要用神给我们的恩赐去爱别人，去服侍别人。
As a Christian, we should use the gifts we have received from God to love others and to help others.
那而且这个是有具体行动的一种帮助。
And this should be a concrete type of help.
请看加拉太书第六章。
Let's refer to Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章第十节。
Galatians chapter 6, verse 10.
第十节，所以有了机会，就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当这样。
Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith.
这里说有了机会就要向众人来行善。
Whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to all.
在这样的社会里头，不是每个人都愿意接受别人的这个关心或者帮助。
In the society, not everyone is willing to accept the care and concern of others.
所以我们在教会里头，我们更需要这样来实行。
But inside the church, we should do good.
因为我们都有一个明确的目标，我们要得救。
Because we all have one common goal, which is to receive salvation.
我们再看以弗所书第四章。
Let us also refer to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章三十二节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse
32. 32节，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you.
在这里一开始又说到用恩慈来相待。
Here, again, it says to treat one another kindly.
所以我们为了彼此的灵性的长进，我们要 这个用爱心有行动的互相来对待。
For the sake of our spiritual growth, we should conduct ourselves with love.
那这里也提到存怜悯的心。
And we should also have this heart of forgiveness.
那就是我们常常能够去同情，站在对方的立场来看事情，来想事情。
We should aim to be compassionate and to stand on the place of others to observe their situation.
你能够体会对方的处境，你才能够真正的去怜悯他。
It is only when we can truly experience other person's perspective that we can forgive them.
这就是为什么有时候神也让我们受一些苦。
This may also be the reason why God allows us to suffer.
这样我们才能够真正的去明白对方。
It may be so that we can truly understand the other person.
好像说如果我没有牙齿痛过。
For example, if I've never had a toothache.
有人牙齿痛了，我说牙齿这么硬怎么会痛？
And somebody else is suffering from a toothache, I might say, well, teeth are so hard, why would it hurt?
这个，因为我没有牙齿痛过啊。
Because I might say this because I have never suffered a toothache.
那如果我有牙齿痛过。
But if I have felt this type of pain.
那我就能够真的去同情对方，怜悯对方。虽然是小小的牙痛，那真的是会痛的，整个身体跟着一起痛。
Then I can be compassionate and empathize with their ache, even though it's just pain in one tooth, but I can understand what pain they feel.
那为了别人的成长，我们需要有耐心。
And for the sake of the growth of others, we need to have patience.
了解对方，我们知道他真正的需要是什么。
Must understand the other person and know what their true needs are.
那因为明了解对方，所以他有一点的进步的时候，我们就能够肯定他。
And because we understand the other person, when we see a little bit of progress, then we can acknowledge and encourage them.
那因为我们了解他啊，所以我们能够很用心的来为他祷告。
And because we understand the other person, we can be very diligent in praying for them.
有个文士问主耶稣说：“谁是我的邻舍？”
And there was a man who asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?"
那主耶稣讲了那个好撒玛利亚人的比喻。
And Jesus gave the story of the good Samaritan.
我们要用神给我们的恩赐去爱别人，去服侍别人。
We should use the gifts that God has given us to love and serve others.
不要像那个利未人跟祭司绕道从旁边来走过去。
We should not be like the Levite and the priest in the parable of the Good Samaritan, and because they only walked towards the side.
那我们更不要去轻视我们的弟兄姐妹。
And we should not look down upon our brothers and sisters.
我们更不要是为了去挖掘宣扬别人的弱点。
And we should not try to bring to light the weaknesses of others.
我们那个动机总是为了要大家在灵性上一起来成长。
Our motivation and goal should be for this collective spiritual growth.
那另外啊，在我们需要的时候，我们也要愿意接受别人来帮助我们。
Moreover, when we need it, we should also accept the help of others.
当我们有病痛的时候，我们要让教会知道，让弟兄姐妹来关心我们，来为我们代祷。
When we are ill, let the church know so that the church can come and show concern for us and to pray for us.
当我们在困惑当中，我们应该接受弟兄姐妹来关怀我们，来辅导我们。
And when we are facing difficulties, we should also accept the counsel and the concern and care of the believers.
在圣经的知识上，我们也愿意接受弟兄姐妹来带领我们。
We should also accept the guidance of the brothers and sisters when it comes to Bible knowledge.
我们请参考《使徒行传》第八章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传八章三十一节。
Acts chapter 8 verse 31.
三十一节，他说：“没有人指教我，我怎能明白呢？ 于是请腓力上车与他同坐。
And he said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him.
啊，这一个在社会上有地位的人，他邀请这个腓力啊，请你来教导我。
This eunuch of a great stature in society was asking Philip to come and teach him.
他也很诚实的说，没有人教导我，我怎么能够明白呢？
And he was very honest in saying, "How can I know unless someone guides me?"
这个腓力比他早认识这个真理，所以腓力可以来教导他。
And because Philip came to knowledge of the truth at an earlier time, he could teach this eunuch.
虽然腓力的社会地位比他低
，Even though the station of Philip was lower than that of the eunuch.
但是这个太监呢、啊，在圣经的知识上，他知道他需要别人帮助他。
But this eunuch knew that he needed the help when it came to understanding biblical doctrine.
有腓力来教导他，他就能够更明白圣经里头对耶稣的预言。
And if Philip was willing to teach him, then he could understand the prophecies of Jesus.
我们不但做一个信徒，我们更要成为一个门徒。
We should not only be a believer, but rather a disciple.
这个门徒就是跟随者，跟随主耶稣。
To be one that follows Jesus Christ.
那要跟随主耶稣，我们需要被教导，被训练。
In order to follow Christ, we must be taught and guided.
所以我们需要教会，我们需要弟兄姐妹。
We need the church and we need the believers.
我们都很在意我们的得救。
We all care deeply about our own salvation.
所以我们也要在意我们灵性的长进。
We should also care about our spiritual growth.
所以有关灵性的长进，一定有人能够帮助我们。
And when it comes to spiritual growth, there is certainly someone who can help us.
所以我们需要去问，我们也需要去寻找。
We must ask others, and we should look for these people to help us.
那我们存着谦卑感谢的心来接受别人的帮助。
And with a heart of humility and thanksgiving, we should receive the help that others offer.
因为我们个人的成长就会带来整个教会的成长。
Because our individual growth will bring the growth of the church.
那除了接受别人的帮助之外，保罗也提醒我们说，我们个人的担子也要自己来担。
Aside from receiving help, Paul also tells us that we must bear our own load.
请看加拉太书第六章。
Let us refer to Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书六章第五节。
Galatians chapter 6, verse 5.
第五节，因为个人必担当自己的担子。
For each one shall bear his own load.
在信仰上，在生活上，我们一定需要接受别人的帮助。
Whether it is in our faith or in our life, we need other people's help.
但是这个不是等于说我们可以推卸责任啊，或者说我们可以不尽力。
But this does not mean that we will not assume responsibility.
所以这里保罗说，个人必担当自己的担子。
That's why Paul says here that every person should bear his own load.
我们所做的每一件事情，它都会带来一个会有的后果。
Everything we do has its consequence.
所以我们每一个人是会自己去承担，有那个责任去承担后果。
Every person has the responsibility to face the consequences of his actions.
别人没有办法替我们来担那个后果。
And nobody can bear these consequences for us.
所以我们提醒自己，我们做每一件事情，我们要这个小心，要谨慎。
Therefore, we must remind ourselves that whatever we do, we must be very careful.
还有我们个人跟神的关系，这个别人没有办法来代替我们。
Another thing that no one can do for us is build a relationship with God.
父母亲跟神有很好的关系，不等于我们就跟神有很好的关系。
Just because our parents have a good relationship with God does not mean we have a very good relationship with God.
我们跟神的关系是我们个人的责任。
Our own relationship with God is our personal responsibility.
最后结论就是，我们必须认识，我们每一个人一出生，我们就需要别人的帮助。
Finally, we must understand that the moment we are born, we already need another person's help.
哦，我们需要物质上的帮助。
We need a physical help.
我们需要感情上的帮助。
We need emotional help.
我们需要知识上的帮助。
We need intellectual help.
哦，同样的，这个属灵的生命也是这样子。
We also need spiritual help.
哦，当我们重生之后，我们就需要得到别人的帮助。
Once we have been reborn, we also need other people's help.
哦，那在教会的生活里头，神也赐给我们每一个人有不同的恩赐，不同的资源。
Within the church, God has given us different gifts and different resources.
哦，那我们要用在弟兄姐妹的身上。
And we must use these gifts, for the benefit of our brothers and sisters.
哦，所以如果没有这个教会的生活，一个人是很难有完整的基督徒的生活。
Without this life within the church, it is very difficult for a Christian to have a spiritual life.
哦，那没有这种完整的属灵的生活，灵性就难以真正的成长。
And without this complete spiritual life, then faith is cannot grow.
哦，所以为了灵性的成长，我们一定要看重教会的生活，看重跟弟兄姐妹的团契。
For the sake of our own spiritual growth, we must value the life within the church and our fellowship with the believers.
我们一起唱诗126首。
Let's sing hymn 126.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们来做结束的祷告。
Now we will have our concluding prayer.
我们感谢天上的真神啊，让我们在这里有这么许许多多的弟兄姐妹啊。
We thank
来赐给我们。
The true God for giving us so many brothers and sisters.
啊，那啊，照着神的旨意啊，我们一定能够在灵性上一直的来啊来长进。
According to God's will, we will continue to grow spiritually.
啊，因为我们应愿意来帮助别人，我们也愿意接受别人的帮助。
Because we will be willing to help others and be willing to receive others' help.
哦，那我们一定会看到整个教会啊更加的啊更加的长进。
We will witness the growth of the whole church.
哦，我们一定可以看到教会更蒙神的祝福。
And we will surely see the blessings of God upon the church.
啊，我们也一定。在教会里头充满着对神的感谢。
We will surely be filled with thanksgiving to God.
好，我们现在一起祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.